makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, bring you The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche inviting you to join us here at Williams Army Airfield, where we are entertaining an audience of several thousand officers and men of the Army Air Force. Our guest this evening is the very charming and exotic Maria Montez. And, of course, our regular group is, as always, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Mortimer Snerd, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy. Ah, Charlie, isn't it wonderful here at Williams Army Airfield, Arizona?
Yeah.
Sun is so bright and the air is so clear. Oh, I tell you, Arizona's a mighty pretty place, isn't it?
Yeah, not if you're from Texas.
Well, nevertheless, Charlie, I still think Arizona's a thrilling place.
You do, Junie?
Yes. There are so many natural wonders.
You mean second lieutenant?
All right, Charlie, now that you've spoken your little piece, here's Joan Merrill with a little advice on how to face an Arizona dust storm. Button up your overcoat.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, be in bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh. Cut off meat, ooh. Don't eat sweets, ooh. You get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Stay away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Button up your overcoat, buckle on your shoe. Don't get desert sand in your flying suit. Keep your flaps way down when you land, don't run out of gas. Never fly too low in the mountain pass. Don't let your engine stop. Stay on top. Every hop. Don't try to land your foot in water. Don't go off with waves or wax. Think of my esprit. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Charlie, Your mouth is open.
Well, you open it.
Oh, stop yawning all over the place.
I'm only yawning in one place.
All right.
My mouth here.
Hey, come on now. Snap out of it.
Well, you'll just have to excuse me, Bergen.
All right.
I sat up all night with my slingshot.
Oh, I see. With your slingshot?
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing?
I was guarding my reward money.
Oh, yes, that $500 reward.
Yeah. See, I heard noises.
You heard noises?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there weren't any noises. I didn't hear any.
Well, that's even worse. Noiseless noises that drive you nuts.
Yeah. Well, where have you hidden your money?
Well, I can't tell you.
Well, why?
No, it's a monetary secret.
I see, yeah. But, Charlie, you can trust me.
Since when?
Oh, I see. You know, it hurts me to hear you talk that way. After all, we've been through a lot together.
Yes, yes, we have. But I want to go through this bankroll by myself.
Well, I wish you would take my advice and put your cash in the bank.
I don't like banks.
You don't like banks?
They're just full of people suffering from compound interest.
Is that so? But if some thief should creep around the house in the middle of the night and find your money, what then?
Well, I'll be careful. I lock your room every night.
Oh, you do?
That helps, you know.
Yes. Well, now, I'll tell you, where can you put your money that's a safer place than in the bank?
Well, in my catcher's mitt.
Your catcher's... Oh, darn it.
You tricked me.
Yeah.
Now I gotta find a new place to hide it.
I see. But, Charlie, that's what banks are for. You know, they have strict rules on exactly how they should handle your money.
Yeah?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah, but suppose they start ad-libbing.
Oh, yeah, no. No. What you want, Charlie, is a savings account.
No, what I want is a spending account.
A spending account. Well, then, why don't you make it a checking account?
Nothing doing, Bergen. No, I don't need one.
What?
I need a checking account like you need a permanent.
Oh, no.
It's too much bother.
No, Charlie, it's no trouble. All you have to do is give the bank some references.
Yeah. They're getting my money and I gotta give them references
too?
Nothing doing.
But, Charlie, it's the thing to do.
No, I don't.
Charlie.
Charlie. I just can't be bothered.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, let's just say that you have a checking account.
All right. That's good.
And let's say that you owe me $5.
Yeah. Now, we're just let's say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, what's the first thing you do?
Stall.
No. No, you make out a check payable to me for $5. Then I endorse it and cash it.
How do you endorse the check?
Well, you just sign it like you would a letter.
You mean affectionately yours, Charlie McCarthy?
No. Of course not.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Then you get the stuff.
That's right. It's just as good as money when you endorse it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Say, you know, this thing has possibilities after all.
It has.
You know, I could buy things and then just write a check.
That's right.
And I could write it, the check with disappearing ink.
No. No. Charlie, you're so inexperienced, you're apt to do some very foolish thing. You know, I think we better make this a joint account.
Yeah. That's okay by me as long as it's in my name.
I see, yeah. But, Charlie, I, as your guardian, you know, I think it should be in both our names.
Yeah?
Yes, I really do.
Both our names?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I just feel in my bones that I'm walking into a booby trap.
Now, Charlie, you know I'm always your friend. Your happiness is my happiness. Your good fortune is my good fortune.
And my money is my money. What's the idea of this double-jointed account, anyway?
Well, in a joint account, if something should happen to me, if you should live longer than I do...
Yeah?
You would get all the money.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. And on the other hand, if I live longer than you, I'd get all the money.
Well, you wouldn't do a dirty trick like that, would you?
Let me put it this way. A joint account, we could both write checks if necessary.
We could both, Well, it ain't gonna be necessary, brother. Yeah. I'm wise to you, you snake in the grass.
Now, Charlie.
You saboteur.
Now, Charlie, I was only thinking.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna get away with it.
All right. Now, listen, Charlie.
No, you don't listen. Let go of my lapel.
Charlie.
Let go of my lapel.
All right, you.
Let go of my lapel before you steal my coat.
All right, you. Charlie.
I'll clip you, Bergen, so help me, I'll roll you down.
There's a grand opportunity for everybody today to get more outright enjoyment from coffee. You're entitled to your share, too, so make sure that you get it. Wherever you go these days, you'll notice the sweeping nationwide swing to Chase and Sanborn coffee. More people enjoyed Chase and Sanborn in the past year than ever before. It's the biggest swing in our history. It's the wealth of extra flavor in this richer blend that brings it double fame as the perfect companion of all other good foods and by itself, between meals, just coffee for coffee's sake. Chase and Sanborn coffee means supreme satisfaction on any and all occasions, an overwhelming abundance of deep down goodness, all the flavor your cup will hold. And the best part of it is that all this extra goodness does not increase the weight. You get just as much Chase and Sanborn in a pound as you would any other coffee. So it's only good management, the sensible thing, to get all the flavor you can. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee every time.
Mortimer Snerd. My, you're all dressed up, too. Yeah. Say, in that brand new tie and shirt, you certainly do look smart.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't let that fool you. I'm just as dumb as I ever was.
Oh, you are, huh?
Well, oh, Mr. Amici, do you have a pencil?
Now, what do you want with a pencil?
Oh, well, I'm working on one of those crisscross puzzles. So.
No, Mortimer, that's not crisscross.
It's not crisscross.
No.
Crossword puzzle.
Oh, you mean crossword puzzle.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's something like a jig-jag puzzle.
Yeah.
Only it's with words.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a very nice way to pass the time.
Yeah, I like it that way, Joe.
Mm-hmm. And it helps develop your mind, too. Mm-hmm. I say it helps develop your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't been working them wrong.
No, I know.
Minds are handy things to have.
Yes, it's very nice to have a good mind.
Yeah, especially for thinking.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how good you are at a crossword puzzle. Let me help you.
All right. I'll fill in the black squares and you fill in the white ones.
Now, let's see. The first word here is a three-letter word.
Three-letter word.
And it's horizontal.
Horizontal.
Yeah. That means a cross.
Yeah. Shall I put down a cross?
No, don't put down a cross. No. You don't put down anything.
No.
We want to see first what the three-letter word means.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Number one.
Yeah.
Something around the house that catches mice. Oh, that's easy. A three-letter word, something that catches mice.
Oh, three-letter word catches mice. Let's see. See, no.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It has whiskers and it has a long tail.
Long tail, huh?
Yeah.
Mousetrap?
No, not a mousetrap. A mousetrap doesn't have a tail.
Well, it does if there's a mouse in it.
Yeah, that's I'll give you another hint.
Yeah.
It starts with a C.
Starts with a C.
Yes, and it ends with a T.
Ends with a T.
Yeah. Now, all you have to do is fill in the middle.
Let's see. Starts with a C. Ends with a T. Quiet, please. Quiet. Now, it's starting to get tough now.
Yeah, it's getting tough now. Yeah. Oh, what's the word?
Can I ask one question, Mr. Bergen?
One question, yes.
What's the middle letter?
The middle letter. Well, it's A, and the word is cat.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. How can you be so stupid?
Oh, I picked it up in ground school.
To carry on the crossword puzzle mood, here's Joan Merrill to sing a five-letter word meaning the girl you love. That's dream. Let's have it, Joan.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Dream. Things never are as bad as they seem, so dream. That's the thing to do. Things never are as bad as they seem, so dream.
Now, fellas, to show you what kind of guy I am, look what I brought you. Miss Marie Montel. All right, cut it out, fellas. I saw her first.
Charlie, you're so kind, so clever, and so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, you're so, need I say more?
I have something for you, Charlie.
You have something for me? Well, go ahead, I'm all puckered up.
No, silly.
No?
I brought you this magic carpet.
A what? Magic carpet?
Yes. It is the same one I used in my picture, Arabian Nights.
Well, now, isn't that wonderful? Oh, Don?
Yeah, Edgar.
Maria Montez gave Charlie a flying carpet.
Well, say, yeah. That's a pretty swell gift.
Yeah?
It's useful as well as oriental.
Oh, come now. Well, I don't think it's really a really real flying carpet, though.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
At one time, it belonged to Alibaba, and he flew over 40 missions with it.
Oh, yes, I knew the man well. He flew the 40 missions, too. He was awarded the Woolen Cross with a carpet tack cluster.
What'd they do, nail it on him? I don't know, Amici, you always know everything about everything, don't you?
Well, now, it just so happens, McCarthy, that I'm an expert in flying carpets.
Yes, it always just so happens. What do you say we make a test flight, huh?
Yeah, what do you say we do?
Yeah. When I say we, I mean she and me, not us.
Say, Ed, do you think this thing will really work?
Well, I don't know. Let's all sit on the carpet and try it.
All right, let's sit on. We'll try it. Should I hold Maria on my lap?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. No. You sit in the back and be tail gunner.
Yeah. Oh.
Maria, you be my co-pilot.
Yeah.
Now, how do you start this darn thing here?
The magic quote is upsy-daisy.
Oh, upsy-daisy, huh? Look, it's moving. By golly, it works, fellas. Hey, boy, is this carpet really traveling, huh?
I'm frightened.
Yeah? Well, don't be afraid, dear. Let me put my arm around you. Huh? Oh, there's nothing as snug as a hug on a rug.
Tail gunner to pilot.
Yeah.
Straighten up and fly right.
Pilot to tail gunner. Roger. Mind your own business.
Say, I think I see a flight of pigeons.
How do you know they're pigeons?
They're in squab formation. They're coming in at 11 o'clock.
Let's wait until 12 o'clock and have them for lunch.
Look, there's somebody following us.
That's an MP on a throw rug.
I'll fix him. I'll climb up higher. Boy, I guess we're pretty high now, huh?
We must be. The last hitchhiker we passed was carrying a hat.
Oh.
Tail gunner to pilot.
Yeah.
Do we have a de-icer?
Yeah, she's sitting right beside me. Hey, what about that MP? Is he still around?
Wasn't an MP at all. Turned out to be just a stork on a routine flight.
Oh.
Charlie, it looks like bad weather ahead.
Yeah.
What are we now?
I don't know. Amici, do you have the latest weather report?
No, but I got yesterday's.
Well, read that then. I like to hear weather. I don't care how old it is.
All right, here it is. Visibility just peachy. Temperature 73. Dew point 52. Heinz 57. Sleeve 34 1/2.
You know, I think I better call Control Tower and tell them I'm coming in on a wing and a prayer rug.
Oh, we're rising downward very fast.
Yeah, we're rising downward, yeah.
8,000, 6,000, 4,000.
Charlie, you better start stopping.
I can't. We're over the ocean. Oh, look, there's land. The rug's beginning to slow down.
It looks like a tropical island.
Yeah, tropical island?
There are natives that are on a hut.
Natives?
Yes.
Gee, I think we can land here. Fringe down.
Fringe down.
Oh.
fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah. I land on them, too.
They are coming towards us. They look like cannibals.
Cannibals? Surely this can't be Tucson.
No, I don't think it's Tucson, no, but it might be the basement of the Adams Hotel.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, you just leave everything to me. I'll handle this whole situation. Hey, buongiorno, you. Parla italiano?
Ugh, jabba jabba, ugh.
Caramba, feo viejo, desgraciado. Dime, ¿eres aquí donde estamos? ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué de bueno? ¿Qué pasa?
Look, I say, doesn't anybody speak English around here? Say, friend, do you represent the Chamber of Commerce?
No, me, Cannibal Chief.
Cannibal Chief?
Yes, who are you?
One meatball. Say, tell me, Chief, why do you speak with an English accent?
My dear fellow, I'm an Eton man.
Tell us, Chief, what place is this?
Oh, this is the Hanker Island, and I'm the Hanker Chief.
Say, would you mind telling me, how did you happen to become a cannibal?
Well, frankly, old boy, it's so dreadfully hard to get meat points, you know. No idea.
Yeah, that reminds me, what about dinner, Chief?
Yes, you'll make a very nice one.
Hmm? Don, can you talk us out of this?
Well, say, I'll have to do my best. look, friend, let me put it another way. What are we having for dinner?
Oh, yes. Oh, we're having stew.
Oh, that's good, nice. Good. Stew, yes.
Yes, I make it myself, you know.
You do, handyman,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. Oh, yes. I put in carrots, you know, and potatoes, and just a soupçon of chives.
Oh, well, you're vegetarian, huh?
Yes, and a dash of carrots.
Yes. Yes.
And one medium-sized people.
Yes.
Awfully good.
One people, did you say? Well, you wouldn't like me. I taste like hay ration, you would, I don't know. Besides, I'm too small.
Oh, now, Charlie, don't go running yourself down.
Will
maybe,
you?
Maybe the chief isn't very hungry.
Yeah, that's right. That's nice of Michi. Will you shut up? Yeah. Say, the name of Michi would look awfully nice on the menu.
Now, let up on that, McCarthy. Let up on that. Not today. This is a meatless Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, I think I'll take the little one, yes.
Yeah? Yes. Well, it looks like I'm cooked.
Yeah.
How will I dress for this thing? Formal or just wear barbecue sauce?
It's just about the right size to be served as a lamb chop.
Lamb chop? I'd look so silly in those paper panties.
Well, if you don't mind, just jump in the kettle of hot water there. I'm getting simply ravenous.
I hope this doesn't get back to my scoutmaster.
Why, Charlie?
Well, it's the first time I've ever been stewed.
A cup and its saucer are symbolic of the pleasure we enjoy at the table. They can be, they should be, and here's a way to make sure that they are. Just fill your coffee cup with Chasen Sanborn, all the flavor a cup will hold. Every sip, every drop is full of second cup appeal. It's the blend that made the second cup famous. Yes, that tradition has been building for 81 years as Chasen Sanborn coffee became the standard of excellence in millions upon millions of homes. All that time, Chasen Sanborn has provided the flavor you can't forget. And in the past year, more people enjoyed that flavor than ever before. That's a record, a new all-time high, the biggest swing in our history. Follow that lead to greater coffee pleasure, more enjoyment at the table. You're entitled to this abundance of extra flavor. There's no reason to take anything less. It's flavor you're buying when you ask for coffee, so get all the flavor you can. Ask your grocer for supremely delicious Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Top authorities agree that after V-Day in Europe, it will take a year to a year and a half to crush Japan. That means the military will need our unrelaxing help here at home for many months. From the tiniest contribution of the smallest child in the Junior Red Cross to the builders of our war materiel, every effort is essential to victory.
And for the peace that follows, starting perhaps even today, there is still another job for many a woman. The duty of bridging time and change, of understanding the emotions, the strains, and sometimes even the new personality of the man who comes home to her, either on leave or to stay. A tremendous amount has been written on how to carry off his return, and competent authorities take opposite views. Faced honestly, it's as impossible to generalize on how to resume domestic routine as it is to make arbitrary rules for a successful marriage. Each couple must look deep in their hearts to work out their destiny, because the basic rule for a happy union as well as a happy reunion will always be mutual love and understanding. Understanding in this case means that he's the one to be catered to. He's the one who's had the tough time. Above all, let your understanding and your problems be your own. Yours and his. Tender as your first smile, personal as your first kiss. And his return will be happy and enduring.
We wish to thank Colonel Herbert L. Grills, commanding officer, for a magnificent day here at Williams Army Airfield. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Ray Noble, Joan Merrill, and all of us will have as our guest Miss Lynn Barry, and we'll be coming to you from Loop Army Airfield in Arizona. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Stay tuned to this station for the new Eddie Bracken show that comes on right after station identification. Maria Montez appeared through the courtesy of Universal Pictures and is currently being seen in the Technicolor production, Sudan. This is Frank Barton speaking from Chandler, Arizona. Why do so many women prefer royal puddings to any other kind? Well, that's easy to answer. It's because royal puddings are like the finest kind of homemade puddings. Get royal vanilla pudding tomorrow. See if it doesn't measure up to the best homemade vanilla pudding you ever tasted in every respect. Notice its fine flavor, luscious smoothness, creamy texture. And then think of the work you're saved. For delicious royal vanilla pudding actually takes less than 7 minutes to prepare. All royal puddings are quick and easy, save you time and work, sugar too. And they come in such mouth-watering flavors, tempting vanilla, mellow golden butterscotch, luscious rich chocolate. You'll love them all. Be sure to try those grand royal gelatin desserts too. They're flavor-sealed, tangier, more delicious, with rich fruity flavors that remind you of the sun-ripened fruit itself.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.